B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Dave.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Tell us what we can do for you this fine morning.
I met this girl, real cute girl. Her name's Marilyn.
Mm-hmm.
We went on a few dates, and we went on a third date, which was nice. And then we ended up going back to my place. You know, we kissed. We didn't get too heavy or anything like that. But, you know, we made out. We kind of got to know each other a little better. She ended up leaving, and I thought she had a good time. I had a good time, and I have no idea what happened. So I can't, no text, no return of my phone calls, nothing.
So after that day that she hung out at your house, she left that night, and then you texted her what, later on the next morning, and she just stopped responding?
I texted like an hour after she left just to make sure she got home okay. I got nothing. The next morning, I just said, hey, good morning. You know, I was just checking to make sure you got home okay. Nothing. And then sent a third text just saying, you know, when do I get to see you again? Smiley face.
And nothing?
No, nothing.
Oh, my God. It's see no evil.
I need some help.
What?
Okay, so there's I've been kind of binge watching this show called See No Evil. It's like on that ID mystery channel. Yeah. The channel plays all murder stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it, this just sounds like an episode where it's like somebody leaves work or leaves a friend's house and nobody hears from them. And then later on, you find their body in their car in a parking lot.
Okay.
And they have to look at surveillance to figure out who murdered them.
Yeah, I'm on pass on that.
Yeah, way to be morbid. Thanks.
We haven't found this one. Okay, we're going to try and call her. Hopefully she'll answer. But let's say she's still alive. If you had a guess as to what you did wrong, what do you think it would be?
I mean, I don't live in the greatest apartment. It's hard for me to find time to clean sometimes. I mean, I'm not a big vacuum clean guy. I don't vacuum that often.
That's long-winded way of saying you're a slob. You're a slob. We got it. So maybe she just found your place to be disgusting.
I mean, it's totally possible. I mean, I know I'm not the cleanest guy in the world.
Hey, at least you're keeping it real. All right, we're going to try and call her next.
Sounds good.
All right. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We just spoke to Dave. He said that he's looking for this girl, Marilyn. Dave sounds like a nice guy. Now, and you know what I like about Dave? His honesty. He said last time that him and Marilyn hung out, it was at his place, and that he's not the neatest person on the planet or the cleanest person. So if something turned her off, maybe it's the fact that his place wasn't exactly tidy.
Okay.
Does it smell like
No, it doesn't smell. I mean, well, I hope not.
Yeah, I was going to say, you wouldn't
know. You know what? He's immune to it. That's the problem.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It happens.
That's what it is. All right. No, seriously, we're going to try and call her right now. Let's see what happens. Stay quiet, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Marilyn?
Yeah. Who's
this? She's alive. Marilyn, it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. I can explain why we're calling. We got a phone call from a gentleman about you. It's somebody you know.
What?
So a guy who likes you gave us your number so we can call you and tell you that he would love to go out on a date with you. And we would pay for whatever date you choose. So if you pick a restaurant, a day, a time, whatever, you let us know. We'll set the whole thing up. And you and this gentleman can go and see if you hit it off. And I'm going to tell you his name right now.
Okay, who is this guy?
The guy? Okay, so he would like to apologize if you think that he's a little bit dirty. You were at his place recently and he hasn't heard from you since. His name is Dave.
Oh, no.
No?
No.
What's wrong with Dave?
Yeah.
No.
Is it his house?
Does it smell like
What? Like, no. Everything was cool on the date. I don't know. Like, this mother is a mother cheater. Like, I can't do players. Like, I've had relationships in the past where I'm finding out about side chicks. later on, or, you know, be calling my ass. I don't have time for that.
Okay, how is he, how do you know that he's a cheater already?
What, like as you were leaving, another girl is coming in the house?
No, like, this has female bras all over his apartment. I have to go to the bathroom. He has, you know, on the back door, those hang. He has bras hanging on the back of the door. He has this bright red bra on his shower rod.
All right, hold on.
What is going on?
Meryl, Dave is on the phone, and he's been listening.
I know I'm not supposed to say that. No, I got it. Because this has to get cleared up.
You can explain? You can explain all the bras?
Listen.
The explanation is just giving us names. Who do they belong to?
They're mine, but let me explain. Give me 30 seconds on the clock to explain.
Let's go. If you're wearing bras, go ahead.
They make kind of like brassieres for men. But they're a lot more expensive than women's bras. So that's why I use the women's bra. All right, I lost like 100 pounds last year.
Yeah.
All right, so I kind of got, I'm working on it, but I kind of got like the move, you know, the man boob. I don't know what you guys like to call it, but I wear these bras to kind of help me. Like if I'm wearing dress shirts, I wear them. You can't see them too much.
Yeah. Is it because they're saggy and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, look, they make these for men, but they're so expensive.
So hold up, like, you try to tell me you got bigger titties, like, than me?
It's not like that. They don't look like titties. It just looks like I need to work out a little bit more. But the bras,
I've never heard of that.
Does it look like mashed potatoes?
Stop it. Yeah, he's lost weight.
This is ridiculous. Like, I can't. So you telling me you got saggy ass, like, real skin, like,
aww.
I can't do this.
Okay, well, Marilyn, look, he explained to you the situation. It makes perfect sense. Would you like to give him another chance and you know, perhaps he could undress in front of you and you can see if you want to take it a step further in the relationship?
I feel bad.
I mean, would you give him a chance?
Me?
No.
Why not? Come on.
You know what, guys? You know what? I'm done. I'm good. I shouldn't even have tried.
Are you sure? She didn't say no.
She could go be a bitch and ruin somebody else's life. That's fine.
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
Yeah, poor son of a bitch was just trying to make his life better and it ruined his chance at love. And coming on Monday, we have somebody who's trying to make other people, the youth's lives better. He's trying to help the kids. By being a role model, something we need these days. But that's not going to help him in the bedroom. You'll find out why Monday morning, 8:10, right here.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.